Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I was feeling really good. I was feeling really determined, really motivated. I wasn't going to have a drink. And I thought, oh, I shouldn't really. Like, I really shouldn't. But I've already opened a bottle of Coke now. I can't possibly waste the Coke.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever started a diet on Monday and given up by Monday night, then this is the podcast you need.
I need to get off here then.
With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Yeah, failed at the first hurdle. Hi, guys.
Speaking of failing at the first hurdle, here's Victoria's update this week.
So my eating got off to a good start yesterday, back on a plan yesterday. I did my food shopping plan for the week. I was feeling really good. I was going to go for a nice long walk. And then everything happened with the new announcements, and I kind of got myself into a place where I was just feeling really fed up. And I cracked open the rum. I wasn't supposed to drink all of January, but I thought, do you know what? In the words of Boris Johnson, these are unprecedented times, and I'm not going to feel bad about pouring myself a rum. Anyway, I have stepped on home scales. I have weighed myself. I have seen the damage. Believe me, there's a lot of damage. I'm not going to compare it to when I last weighed the Cinnamon World because I think it's going to be completely out. However, this is my weight from now. So I'm next going to weigh myself next Monday, and I will use this weight as my starting point for 2021. But yeah, I'm still determined to get to my target for my birthday in April, which is looking like another lockdown birthday. Yay, go me. But yeah, I feel good. And I think we just need to do whatever we need to do to get through each day. And if that means cracking open the rum at lunchtime or eating a bar of dairy milk, then just do it. Do what you need to do.
Are you actively telling people to be fat, Victoria?
I think what I'm doing is actually justifying my own actions. And by saying it out loud, I don't feel as bad for doing it.
So much to unpack here.
Right, let's start off with Dry January. Because when our episode aired on New Year's Day, I'd completely forgotten what we'd said on any of that podcast.
So had I.
Oh, poor God. Victoria. That must have been a shock when everybody kept messaging
it,
you.
It genuinely was. And the thing is, I think I actually had a drink in my hand at the time. I was reading everyone's comments. Yeah, I had forgotten about that, but my saving grace was I did say that I was going to start on Monday the 4th.
Yeah,
so right. I did have a few days grace. But yeah, it is the 6th today, and I haven't drank today, but I have drank.
It's because it's only midday, darling.
Guys, this is me. That doesn't mean a thing.
Here's what I want to point out is that sure. I understand the decline in mood after Boris's announcement. Yes. I understand yes. that we all had a day of, we all had that day. Yes. However, what happened on that day? Because he didn't announce this till 8 p.m.
Yeah. No, so, I was fine all of that day.
Okay,
I'd gone
did you
my, like,
go for a
shopping?
Walk?
No, I don't think I did actually. Okay. But I had done my food shopping and I planned, and I was feeling really good. I was feeling really determined, really motivated. I wasn't going to have a drink. And then when it got to about 5 o'clock, wasn't it? And they said, yeah. Oh, yeah, Boris is going to be on TV later. I thought, well, this ain't going to be great news, is it? So crack open the rum.
Okay, so just wanted to check. Yeah. You started drinking before the announcement, in case the announcement was bad.
Yes, I did.
She did. Her pain.
And then yesterday, because I'm not going to lie, it has been hard. I'm a single household, and it's really got to me this time around, like third time around. So it has been really, really hard. And it got to yesterday, and I thought, oh, I shouldn't really, like, I really shouldn't. But I've already opened a bottle of Coke now. I can't possibly waste the Coke. So I did have another two yesterday. But the coke has gone now, and obviously I'm not going out.
So you're drinking it neat.
Just neat rum.
Yeah.
Don't, guys, because honestly I probably would shot that. But I'm trying not to get to that desperate yet. But yeah, so as of today, I've had Weetabix and banana for breakfast.
Yep, good.
I've got homemade parsnip soup for lunch.
Nice.
And I've got cottage pie and veg for dinner. So it's good.
Very Slimming World friendly. Margaret and I do say well done.
So I'm 2 days late, but I've got there. So I'm here now.
Well, and you
target my birthday.
Yeah, good girl. Good. But you weighed yourself as well.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
My favourite quote on that was, I've seen the damage.
I mean, I can tell you what the damage is, but I don't know how in relation it is to like Slimming World scales.
Exactly. This is it.
Well, because as we all know, girls, home scales don't count.
I think they're going to have to count now, though, aren't they? Because God knows when we're going to be going back to a group.
And were you, when you saw the damage?
Yeah.
How was your mood then?
Well, yeah. I mean, it very nearly was
worse than the Boris
morning rum.
Wow. Okay.
Do you want me to tell you? Do you want to know?
No, you don't need to. Because,
no, I do. Okay. What do you think you put on over Christmas?
Well, okay, right. So the last number I saw on Slimmer World scales compared to the number on home scales is £6 gain.
Right.
That's not bad.
Maybe it should have been worse, but it's still...
Bloody should have been worse, the amount you've been knocking back. I only was knocking back stuff for 3 days, and I had a £5 gain.
But now I'm 11 and a half pounds away from my 4 stone award.
Ah.
Okay.
So I'm getting even further away from it. That is my point, because at one point I was half a fucking pound away from it.
You're right. But darling,
just a memory.
New year, new you.
Yeah. Is it though? I feel like it's New Year, same old Victoria, to be fair. Old habits die hard.
But if you're going to be at target weight by your birthday in April, you've got to get cracking now. Crack-a-lacking. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I've planned for the week. Like I said, no Coke, so that's fine. You know, some meals.
She means Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah, Cola. Yeah, no drugs. No drugs. Fine.
No drugs. No Coca-Cola.
I haven't quite turned to that yet. No. I haven't got anything bad in. And, you know, obviously we're only supposed to be going out for essential shopping, so I'm not going to be just nipping down, getting a bar of chocolate or anything like that. So, yeah, I think for the rest of the week and the weekend, I've got it. I'm feeling good.
You have got it. You have got it. You've got it for April. Target for April.
Yes, I can do
and
it.
And how much do you want to lose before April?
I think it's 3 stone.
Yeah, I'm 3 stone too.
I don't know.
Katie didn't know.
I have no idea.
Which is really, it's kind of like a stone a month, really.
That's more than doable.
Yeah, but we're like a week into January and that's not happened yet.
Oh, we got
potentially.
New year, new you.
Yeah,
well done. Well done, darling.
Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week.
Just heard loads of them.
This one's come in from Alexandra Fox, and she says, my excuse is snow. I had been aiming to go for a run this morning, but well, snow happened. We've got no fresh vegetables either, so eating the leftovers, cheese and the Easter egg I'd forgotten about.
Easter egg? Wow. January?
On plan from sometime in January. Easter egg in January. Although, hang on.
They are available
you can buy them
now.
Yeah. In my food shop this week, I definitely bought a pack of cream eggs. Not for me, but I bought a pack of cream eggs.
I would hate to think somebody listening to this podcast still had an Easter egg from last year. That would upset me greatly.
Yeah, it would me, actually. I had forgotten, though, that Easter eggs are now in shops. That does change the essential shopping trip, potentially.
Target weight by June? Should we go June?
This time next year?
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you join, and access to our Zoom meetings, which start again soon. You can search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. And now, before we move on to our next update, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Tracy Connolly says, never mind starting a diet on Monday. My mum's just informed me that New Year's diets actually start in February. So you get chance to eat all your Christmas chocolates. And who am I to argue with my mum?
We've addressed the situation of already has an Easter leg left over. But who has fucking Christmas chocolates left?
We have a ton of chocolates left and toffees and things like that, which I always put next to Matt's side of the sofa so I can't reach it. And if I do reach it, it's body magic to get it so that I think cancels
well,
it.
Well, with my Christmas chocolate, so I saw my parents Christmas Day and I left my Christmas chocolate there. So I wasn't tempted.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you really have got nothing bad in.
No, I haven't.
Until she goes and buys an Easter egg.
Until the Easter egg, which will definitely be happening this week. Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Insta story.
Chloe Snook says, I just got on the scales for the first time in 3 months and audibly said, holy fuck, rather loudly. My losing 2 stone for Christmas seemed to turn into a gain an extra stone before the new year.
Oh no.
I'm not going back to group as I'm way too skinny. Plus, I think it's shitty they're putting the prices up. I need a weight loss partner to help keep me on track. Any takers? Well, it won't be us, will it?
I mean, I can't commit to that, I'm afraid, Chloe.
Actually, Chloe did. I saw this on social media. She did get many people.
Oh, good.
Saying,
oh, please, can I be your partner?
Oh, that's fine. No responsibility on our hands then.
Yeah. People are desperate to buddy up now. There's no groups, I think.
Chloe Thorpe on Insta says, just weighed myself after 2 weeks off plan. Self-isolating over Christmas meant days at home eating shit, plus £7 today. When I recorded it on the Slimming World app, it popped up with a message saying, please double check. This is more than the average weight gain.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I genuinely saw a few of these.
Yeah, being so much fucking Slimming World shade.
By your own Slimming World app. Saying that you've put too much weight on over Christmas.
I'd throw it at the wall,
Margaret's
I think.
Put on over Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Vic UK says, I need to be back on plan. I got on the scales as the battery died, right before my soul died too, when I saw the numbers. So, Vic, we're with you, darling. But new year, new you. Let's go for it.
Rachel Howell. So, I cracked the 2 stone on for Christmas challenge. Not bad for 3 months of fluff it eating. Braved the scales today after stuffing my face with cake, Viennetta, birthday blondies, oodles of cheese and crackers, and the umpteen glorious cookies. Oh, and the quenching my thirst with Baileys. I've got away with a £2 gain. Wow. I call that a win. Now, to sort my shiz out before last night, I woke up from a terrible nightmare, one where I queued up to join a Slimming World group and ran away before I signed on the dotted line.
Oh my God, if you're dreaming about group.
Dreaming about Margaret.
I bet you do it all the time, Jo. Besties.
Absolutely. Besties.
Louise Langridge says, behold, a Christmas miracle. Last week in class, therefore wearing clothes, I managed to scrape a £1 off. Totally off plan, eaten crap I've not seen for a year and haven't given a thought to Slimming World. This morning at home, now that we can't go out, I woke up, raced downstairs, stripped off, jumped on the scales and the battery had gone. Clothes on, ran upstairs, got a new battery and repeated the exercise, only to find the scales had been converted to kilograms.
Oh my God.
I've used my app to convert that. And I've lost £4. Guess who's now dieting?
Yeah, I've got mixed emotions on this one.
Those, you know, we say home scales don't count. That little story there tells me everything I need to know.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with your name and address. Right, it's New Year, and how many posts are you reading at the moment on social media vowing to get fit and slim down?
I've read my own, and yes. Yeah, it's all over the place, isn't it?
Mine's Facebook memories. Every single year, 10 years ago, Kate's going to get pictured. 9, 8, 7, the same.
Yeah,
every time.
Mine yesterday showed a photo wearing running stuff with trainers, holding a pair of headphones, saying, here we go again, cracking the running open with a new pair of headphones. Who was that person?
How many years ago was that, Vic?
6.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right, it's time for our second update, and it's from Jo.
It's normally Way Day. It can no longer be Way Day due to Tier 4 restrictions. So it's just a DNW, did not weigh. I don't know if I told you that I got for Christmas a Bailey's Yule log, and I'd already bought one, so that's two Bailey's Yule logs. What it does mean, though, is you know the salted caramel panettone that I had from John Lewis? Oh, I know, get me. That's still here. We ain't touched that. But the good news is that the sell-by date is, or use-by date, is May of this year. So guess what? I'm saving the salted caramel panettone for when I'm at Target, because I will be at Target by May. And that is going to be a great achievement. Cannot wait. It's just going to be one of the great things I eat when I'm at Target weight, because new year, new me. Also signed up, thanks to Angie McCulley. Thanks to Ange, I've signed up for one of those end-to-end runs or walks, and I'm going to walk the length of Route 66, essentially around my lounge or in parks or something. Got 2 years to do it. Smash it in a year, I would think. It's only 2,278 miles. All right. So much to do.
Wow. Too much laughter about that.
On our last episode, you said about having 3 puddings, but only having a day off plan or whatever. What happened with those? Because I'm really
interesting. Good pudding chat. I couldn't see Mum for Christmas, so the chocolate roulade, which she was going to make me so I could bring home, that went out the window. So, because I didn't see Mum because of, did you know we're in a pandemic? Anyway, because of that. So that went out the window. Luckily, my friend Sparky bought me a Bailey's Yule log as a replacement. So, yeah, so nice. We knocked back two Bailey's Yule logs and that was it. So the panettone is still to go.
That's not going to last till May.
It is. It's just in the spare room. It's in the spare room. I don't see it every day. No. And it's also in a tin, so you can't actually see or smell it.
Every time you talk about it, I crave it. Yeah. I even went to Poundland over Christmas.
I'm going to send you a picture of it later.
Please don't. I even went to Poundland over Christmas and I saw a panettone in Poundland and I bought it and ate the whole thing myself because you talked
I'm
about
so proud.
This salted caramel panettone.
Well, I'll bring you a slice in May.
Oh, God, don't.
In May.
Just don't.
In
just
May.
Don't.
In May, but by which time you'll be at Target.
So I'll be having half of it at least. It's a big bugger.
That's Victoria in April. Joe hitting Target in May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you? This is going to be.
How are you feeling after Christmas? Are you feeling like you've put weight on?
Or? Yeah, I did. Well, I went to be weighed between Christmas and New Year, didn't I? I carried on because one of us is committed on this podcast.
I'll give you that.
I continue to be weighed because we were initially in tier three, so we could weigh and go.
Yeah.
She let us weigh and go. And I put 5 pounds on. I think I lost a pound and a half before, the week before, and then really went hell for leather. And put
£5
on.
I thought you had been on plan over Christmas. I thought you were just having the one day off. So
no,
that
I had
fired
many,
on you.
I had many days off.
No, you gave yourself 3 days. It was Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then New Year's Day? Or
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
And then also the day after Boxing Day.
Okay, yeah.
It did merge into it. But yeah, £5 on.
That's not bad.
I will have got that off. I mean, I can't weigh, as we know.
But this, how can you not weigh yourself? Like, again, we're in this lockdown, which is at least 6 weeks, which means groups are off for at least 6 weeks. How can you not resist the temptation to just weigh yourself?
How have you not learnt from last time by not weighing yourself?
I'm a new woman. That's how I know it's going to be different this time, because it's a new year.
I wish you had a montage of every time you've said that.
Yeah, okay. Am I measuring myself? No, not yet.
But we've got Secret World of Slimming Clubs merch, which is a tape measure, so you've got no excuse.
Yeah,
and a book to write it in as well.
I wondered if we wanted to launch Measuring Month.
Measuring Month. what about Measuring March? That's March. Measuring in March.
Okay, so guys, go to our Etsy shop, get your tape measures in, and we'll do Measuring Month. March Measuring Month.
Yeah.
Measuring for March.
March.
No, I've not measured myself. I do want to sell tape measures, don't get me wrong. But I really do feel like I'll just be fine. If I stick to plan, I'll be losing every week something.
Okay.
And that's what I'm aiming for this year, essentially, is to lose something every week.
But you're not going
to
know, though, because you're not weighing yourself.
No, but I will. Imagine, though, imagine my leader's face. March, when we go back, it won't be Feb, just to let you all know.
Yeah.
In March, when we go back, we'll be vaccinated to the max and she'll be going, what? You've lost 2 stone. I'll go, oh, no, I don't know.
Stone!
That's what will be my next weight loss will be approx 2 stone by March.
Sure.
And then I can take the last stone steady up to the May panettone eating session. I've got big plans, and you need
to
have big
plans.
You've got
it all planned out.
You've
given us a lot of thought, and
I really have, Victoria.
But I think it is just thoughts.
I've not gone off plan though, like you yet. So at the moment,
I've not even got back on a plan. I don't know what you're talking about.
You've had a good day this morning though.
You've had a good day this morning.
Kate the wins.
We can't move on until we look at the fact that you want to do, what is it, end-to-end run?
It is end-to-end run, not .com. They're not sponsoring this.
Okay,
it's something like that. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to walk the route 66, which is Chicago to California.
2,278 miles.
Yeah, what saddens me is I'm not doing it in reality. I'd quite like to take 2 years off and walk 4 miles a day or whatever it is. That would be lovely. So yeah, I'm just gonna do it, get the t-shirt, the medals along the way.
Well, I mean, I've got some. So the boring person on the podcast, producer Paul, decided he'd work out how many miles you'd have to walk each week to be able to hit this target in a year, which is what you said. You want to do it in a year.
Mm-hmm.
How many miles you walked this week so far?
12.
And that's 6 days in?
Yep.
Oh, you've only got 28 to go today.
Now, are you sure you've worked that out?
It's 44 miles a day.
A week.
A week, rather. Yeah, 44
so
miles a
44,
week.
So 44, let's just work this out in days. 44 divided by 7.
God, I need a drink.
6 miles a day.
Yeah.
I think I worked it out at like 3.
Well, it probably would be if you were doing it for 2 years.
You do it over 2 years, but you said you'd do it in 1.
Oh, I see what you've done. Oh, okay, fine then. Yeah, I'll do it. When the weather gets better, I'll be knocking up so many more miles. How many a day? 6 miles a day. Yeah. I'll be doing 20, upwards of 20. Oh,
well, you've got 28 to do today, so.
Start now.
Start now.
And when the gym's open, I'll be knocking them all up on the treadmill. Guys, it's going to happen. Yeah. I've got 2 years to do it. Probably do it in a year.
Okay. Anyway.
Sure. Well done, me.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who has gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. This has come in on Instagram. I have a nomination for Slimming Hero. I bought 3 bottles of the white chocolate liqueur from Aldi. Oh. All are for me. I divided up all 3 with a little barrier things and paid via different means for each one. In case this wasn't deceptive enough, I then told the cashier, oh, I wish I hadn't mentioned this at work because everybody was asking for one.
Oh, wow.
I think I got away with it.
3
it's
bottles.
It's so good, though. It is so, so good.
I haven't tasted it.
They discontinued it now. They literally bought it in for a few weeks and then they just stopped. Like, the demand was too much and they couldn't keep up with it, so they stopped it.
I need to know if this lady has it drank all 3.
Victoria wants to know if she can buy one off her.
I was going to say, I'd be shocked if she hadn't, but if she's still got them, I would take one off her hands.
Right, let's get our last update of this week and it's mine.
Bit of a recap. For the first month of this year, I have decided to do blind weigh-ins, which is tricky with not going to group, but my other half says he will weigh me and tell me what I have lost and maintained with or gained each week. Did my first weigh-in on Friday to start the number rolling. Today, I've weighed in and he says I've maintained, which is okay because actually, since the 1st of January, I've not really been terribly brilliant. I've not been horrific, not as bad as I was the last 2 months of 2020, but I've not been on any plan. So start the plan today, back on the Fast 800 again, and I'm just coming out for a walk with the kids. Got my ski jacket on and my welly boots on. It's very muddy, but aiming for 10,000 steps at least every single day. That's my new resolution. So maintain this week, hoping for a big loss next week.
Wow. Wow. I miss the Katie that went off plan with me in December.
You'll get her back.
Yeah. How are
your other half weighing you?
Yeah. Blind weigh-ins. Well, if I was to go back to group in January, I had had such a terrible 2 months that I would have been depressed to start a year off looking at scales. So if I'd have gone back in January, I would have asked my leader if I could have gone for blind weigh-ins. Well, the only way around that with home scales, which are going to have to count for the first few months of 2021, is to get somebody else to weigh me. Now, I can't just get the kids to do it because they'll just shout the numbers. And so I asked him and he's weighing me each week. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't give a shit. I think we're so far down a relationship now where I don't care if he knows how much I weigh. Because when I said this initially, people were like, oh my God, I can't believe your boyfriend knows how much you weigh. And I think 13 years ago, when we first got together, I'd have been horrified to tell him that. Mm. But I am happy to announce I definitely weigh less than he does. So I am more
yeah,
than
that
happy
probably makes it a bit easier
for him to see what those numbers say. But it is that little thing now. It's the dangling of the carrot because he's shit with film spoilers. And when I'm watching a documentary about something, he always Googles like what's actually happened. You're like, oh, you might want to watch him. I'm like, fuck off. And so this is something he could potentially have over me. And then there was one question he asked me and it was like, weight was a massive topic for that evening when he weighed me, obviously. So when you got weighed before, what did it say? I said, I can't remember. That's because I've lost my book.
Oh, here we go. Just so you can get a new one.
I know. And I want another new one. So he said, but what about when you were at your heaviest? So I told him what my weight was at my absolute heaviest, including pregnancies. And he was like, oh, well, you're nowhere near that. What is that fucking result?
Yeah, that's
so.
That's
there
fine.
We go. That made me happy. So yeah, I've started back on plan. I've been doing the Fast 800, not completely 100% strict because I had a HelloFresh delivery that I've forgotten about. So I'm eating those meals up first, and then I will get back on the strict stuff of it. But I've when it comes to the eating windows, I'm being really strict with myself. Even when Boris dropped his bollock on Monday, I went had water and went to bed. So I didn't have anything else to eat. All of that. I've been so super on it. And I'm going to do these blind weigh-ins until February 1st at least, because that's a month on from when I weighed myself on Monday. So that's, 4 weeks is another Monday, February the 1st. And then I'm going to make a decision. He'll either tell me what I weigh, and I go, brilliant. If I think I've lost like more than a stone and a half this month, then I'll be happy to know about that. If not, then I'll just carry on the blind weigh-ins until we have to go back to group and I have to know.
This is playing havoc with producer Paul's spreadsheet etiquette.
I know. I'm sorry.
Already
Paul.
This year. I mean, we're only a week in and he's not got anything to fill in for anybody. And this could go on for months.
But he can probably keep up with your miles if he wants to, sure. Document something. He could do that.
Because I see him every day because I work with him on the radio too, and I do update him daily. So surprised he's not got one on the go already. That's amazing. Can your boyfriend be trusted to tell you the truth?
Yes.
Ooh,
if there's anything like that he can't do, he would try and bend the truth about things, but I always know. So absolutely, there's no way that...
Do you think he'd tease you there? Like if he sees you going towards a jam roly poly,
I mean,
he'll go, oh, you shouldn't do that. Not after this week.
Oh, then that might be quite good for you then.
Yeah, maybe.
Or you might want to punch him in the face. Go one way or the other.
Yeah, let's see how...
How much away for me to want to do that. blind weigh-ins for the first month and see how I get on. So I'll update you next week on how much I have lost in my first week on plan.
And also keep us posted on your 10,000 steps a day.
Well, I did it on Monday, tick. Did it yesterday, tick. It got to like 5:30 and I was on... It would have been just under 8,000 steps. And I was like, shit. Walk the dog around the block. Done.
Boom. Perfect.
So that's the
perfect.
Aim.
We're in.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. And today's has come in from Ruth. She says, my husband and daughter are my least supportive diet partners. I was decorating the bedroom when my husband and daughter went to Morrison's at the whoops hour.
Oh,
dangerous. They came back with 6 chocolate orange donuts topped with a Jaffa cake. 5 jam donuts, 15 mini chocolate chip muffins, English muffins and crumpets. God. They both decided the chocolate Jaffa donuts were too sweet. They went in my stomach. The jam ones were too stale. Same story. Then I had to ask for a chocolate mini muffin because my daughter said they were hers. I gave birth to her, so they are mine by default. I don't want them, but because she said I can't have one, I want one. And a cinnamon swirl.
Wow, that is a lot of shit.
Just asking for the group here. What time is whoops hour? Anybody know?
Do you know what? My friend used to go to Sainsbury's in the whoops hour, so she'd get her mum to watch her kids, so she'd nip down to Sainsbury's and get all the good stuff.
I feel like I might plan my essential shop around this time, so I do really need to know.
I wonder if they're all different, though, because I used to live in Birmingham City Centre, and the one round the corner from us was 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
So we'd have to make a real special... when you see everyone hovering around the bread aisle, that's usually where they start, and they wheel out, and then everyone pounces for a 5p loaf of bread. Bloody why not, guys? Why not?
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week this week, let's get some more of your stories.
Fizz Lover says, my weigh day is a Saturday, so I weighed on Boxing Day and I'd lost 1.5 pounds.
Wow!
Absolutely no idea how, because I've been a pig all week. I can only assume I was so dehydrated from the copious amounts of Prosecco, champagne and gin that I drank on Christmas Day that there wasn't an ounce of water left in my body. Maybe that's the way to do it. Well done.
Selena Peters says, spent a day over Christmas in my running kit, eating chocolate, mince pies, Yule log and all the non-Slimming World friendly leftovers and not running. Can't stop smiling.
And Paula Emma says, I'm posting a picture of my wedding day 6 years ago. I'm about 3 stone heavier now and even my ring is too small.
Oh, no.
In 2021, I intend to get that 3 stone off and get back in my dress for my anniversary next year. I cannot have another year feeling like one big frump.
New year.
Oh.
Knew you.
Yes.
We got this. This is a great time, though, to have those moments of looking back and going, well, this is it. This is the year.
Yeah.
Done it before many
2021
times.
2021 is our year. You've all got yourselves an exclusive Guest Who's Now Dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week.
Oh, how are we going to do
that? Who was it?
I've no idea.
Well, you had one job.
I think it's open to anyone today.
Okay.
All right then, so I want to nominate myself for Slimmer of the Week this week. The reason for this is I have a very inventive idea of how I am motivating myself to lose weight. I'm going for blind weigh-ins. I've also been very brave in showing my boyfriend how much I initially weighed to start off with this year, because I could end up single. I could have ended up single at that point. I didn't. I bit the bullet and did it. And also, I've been on plan completely and utterly since I started this on Monday.
Which is 2 days ago.
Victoria?
I just think I should be absolutely commended for the fact that I've not had a rum yet today. Really? So that's why I should get Slimmer of the Week.
I was the only person weighing last year, essentially, up to Christmas. And as a consequence, I know what I did over Christmas. I know what weight I put on. It's not my fault that I can't weigh in. Whereas even when you guys could weigh in, you'd really given it all up and didn't give a shit.
It was off plan till Jan. We were following a plan, Joe.
Oh, yeah, you were following the off plan till Jan plan. Yeah. And therefore, I deserve to be Slimmer of the Week. Producer Paul, it is
you're
now
have to call
up
it,
to you to decide. Look at his face. He's scared to death.
I'll not look at you if that helps.
Well, Victoria's not in the room, so can't be annoyed with me, so forget her straight. I think because Katie recorded her audio on a video and I could see her doing her steps, whereas Joe's talked about hers with no evidence, I'm going to have to give it to Katie.
Yes!
Yeah.
I can stay on plan.
Fair enough. Oh, my God. Fuck you in your spreadsheets.
Right, you may or may not agree with Paul. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.